I was disappointed, and I wouldn't have answered in the way that she did. She was evasive. They were civil service type answers, which were sort of pivoting questions, and I wouldn't have done that. If you remember, back in June 2022, when I became infrastructure minister, I said that my first priority was improving things at the airport and improving things on the buses. Mm-hmm. And I did get directly involved in airport issues because I wanted to know all of the facts. And I think the minister was evasive and made the situation worse yesterday. So I'm here to discuss some of the issues from a wider perspective. I'm not directly involved, and I've only seen what the public's seen. Mm-hmm. But I think her answer yesterday was unhelpful.
What do you think she could have said to put some minds at ease, perhaps?
Well, I met people with an officer present at the airport who had concerns about safety to do with the air traffic services, the tower and things around that, and other aspects of the airport. I met them and they weren't making whistleblowing disclosures to me. They just wanted me as a politician to know. In respect to the buses, a parallel incident, I actually attended meetings where we tried to rebuild relationships between management and bus drivers and people who had other roles around the bus service, and it is absolutely vital that politicians understand and get involved, not in an operational way necessarily, but are showing support to bring people together. Mm. The most important thing at the airport is that, as far as I can tell, and I've no reason to believe otherwise, if you're frightened of flying, don't worry about flying from Ronald's Way. The airport is safe and resilient, but there are obviously strained relationships, particularly inside the tower, it seems. And so we have to remember that there's a conciliation process going on. And this is a call from a politician who, you know, would have been more involved and is involved by this interview to both sides to show restraint and actually work through the processes of conciliation. Because just imagine how bad we would be in the island if we didn't have an aircraft and air traffic control tower working. You know, it's vital for our connectivity to have air services.
Do you believe matters within the air traffic control tower have improved since your time, though?
Well, I know what I started, and I heard what the director of the airport, who used to be in charge of the tower, said at the conference. Essentially, reliability in terms of not cancelling services is increasing. They're on the verge of being able to stop the fatigue breaks, the regular fatigue breaks, which interrupt people's travelling when planes are delayed for other reasons. We initiated a 3-year recruitment and training and qualification program for air traffic controllers, but it seems there's something else going on. It's even in my day, I kept talking about human resource issues, and nobody ever asked me what that encompassed, but it encompassed disagreements about safety amongst staff, management. It encompassed people not being able to work because of some allegation. It encompassed absence, encompassed withdrawing goodwill when you were asked to do overtime. Those are the issues that must be there now. And I implore people on behalf of this island, the people, all of us who live here, who need our airline services, that people get round the table with calm heads. They look to conciliate and make a progress.
We do understand, though, that air traffic control officers have one of the most stressful jobs in the world. I think it's been widely known as a really tough job. Do you think it wouldn't, whether there was political oversight of management at the airport, whether that would make any kind of difference at all?
I think it would. I think I've been a politician now for 12 or 13 years, and I've known air traffic controllers and engineers over those whole 13 years who are living in the constituency, and it hasn't been a happy place. That's why I said in 2022, I wanted to make progress. I do believe we made progress for a year. Unfortunately, it was interrupted by a dispute over the gas field, I don't think Minister Hayward's done the best job if she's just absenting herself from being involved. She's coming across to me as somebody who thinks that she knows best, so therefore, she's got a view. To me, the most important quality I brought to it was to bring people together and conciliation. And we're absolutely at a stage now where collective responsibility has got to be respected. The 20 or so people in the tower and the rest of air traffic services have got to be heard, and management's got to be listened to, and we need to come together because it's too precious, our airline connectivity.
Just how concerned should we be about the special attention enforcement status by the CAA?
So overall, the airport has had special attention applied to it since 2019. It got worse and then better in the last few years. We got put on notice at one point. That's for the overall airport. My understanding is from public records is that in August, the local Civil Aviation Administration put the air traffic services on notice specifically, and that something that's going on now that we've heard about through documents that have been published must be behind that in part. There might also be other issues to do with retention and training, but people need to have level heads, sit down together, conciliate, because air services to Liverpool, Manchester, the southeast, everywhere else that you can fly to from the island are absolutely vital, and we need to respect each other and talk. Jawing is much better than warring.
Do you think that CAA notice, that special attention status, is causing extra pressure amongst management, and that's what's leading to these issues?
It could be, or it could have been. Yeah, all sorts of reasons. I don't want to speculate. I don't know. But it's certainly heightened the pressure and the need for jawing rather than warring. People need to sit around the table with level heads and talk and sort things out. Mm-hmm. And they can't disrespect each other, and they can't disrespect the processes of collective bargaining, it seems.
You've made that plea a few times during this conversation. How urgent is it,
do you think? Very, very, very urgent.
Do you think there's a chance the CAA could withdraw the licence if it's not resolved shortly?
No, there's the stages between... Between the status we're at now and withdrawing the lightest, and I'm absolutely sure that if you're frightened of flying, you don't need to worry about taking off or landing at Ronald's Way Airport. This is issues to do, I'm sure, to do with staffing and future planning and forward planning and how we're monitoring things. And that's it. We just need to... There's obviously tension in the place, and we need to reduce that tension, jawing, not warring.
And when you look at other facilities around the island, is there better political oversight, or is the airport an example of kind of standard practice?
Oh, well, no, I think it's got worse as well in the bus service. As I mentioned, my two priorities initially were the bus service and airlines, and I think there's similar issues inside the bus service. And I just couldn't believe when Public Services Commission, the overall body responsible for general HR, opted out of being directly involved. I actually led the pay negotiations 2017, and we ended up with a 3-year pay deal where we dealt with inflation. We gave people an incentive to get more than inflation, and we actually had a 3-year pay deal which favoured lower paid workers at the expense of higher paid workers, in as much as there was a consolidated lump sum rather than the same percentage whether you had high wages or low wages. And so I do think that in the last 4 or 5 years there's been a mix-up, and the view is that obviously politicians can't directly get involved in managing a member of staff, but politicians have to be involved in setting the tone and culture for overall HR matters, and that's something that we lost in the last 4 or 5 years in the Isle of Man government.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.